for access from basically the front of the warehouse all the way to the back. So that's going to be my task for tomorrow. So far this week, it's just been burning up hours. We've been just figuring out some information. Got a panel for DMP that was a former one from Guardian, but we can't get into it. So we just have to get what info we can and then build a new one here. So that's what I've been doing today here, building a new programming panel here for the DMP here, combo panel. Yeah, we're trying to see if we can get in. I thought when we had our training that I thought that the trainer had said that, well, we can't access dealer admin, but our company, through data, could. And they could do so and then maybe contact DMP to get a one-time code to let us in. But I think Katie just wants to totally rebuild it here and all that. And the other thing I heard about the satellite cop, I would love to talk with, I forgot his name now here, WACPT, Donald, I think is what it was. We would like to talk with him and see if he did anything with the linear transponder satellites. So far, all I've done is a couple contacts on, I think it was AO51 and then the ISS. Talked with some local friends here. Hey, Tom, by the way, two things. First of all, I just saw someone pass by from Jeff's old nemesis. I think he used to be from A&B. So, the other thing I was going to ask you, do you by any chance happen to know another Tom that lives out nearby you, NHZI? I think he's out by, I'm not certain where he's at currently, but I think he was out by Richmond before, years or so ago. Just kind of curious if you've ever caught him locally or not, because I think he's out basically in your neck of the woods here. And then, I think that's probably a good idea there, too. Yeah, I've got one of the Aero dual-band antennas that Tom was referring to for satellites. Pretty nice, commercial built, but yeah, you could probably do like Donald had made mention, and then do something like the tape measure antenna. Just have to watch out, make sure you don't touch yourself on any sharp edges there, but that should be pretty darn cheap, and then pretty rugged, too, I guess. Be able to, let me pause here.